Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Hank Schenz. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Aberson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sal Madrid. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Freddie Schmidt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Freddie Schmidt. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Tatum. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz strikes out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. Aberson moves to third. Pafko moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lucan. Mack reaches second base with a double. Aberson scores. Pafko scores. Scheffing goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Eddie Erott now pitching. Sal Madrid is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madrid is walked intentionally. Freddie Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Tatum moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Madrid fields it and throws to second for the out. Tatum scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Madrid fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schenz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Waitkus moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Eddie Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod bunts towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Adams moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to home to get Miller. Adams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tatum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scheffing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Scheffing reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Tatum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Madrid is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madrid is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Madrid strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Madrid settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Madrid scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum Arnaud is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum Arnaud takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 1 in the game. Lucan takes first base on ball 4. Lum Arnaud moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schenz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schenz for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aberson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Aberson reaches second base with a double. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod is 0 for 0 in the game. Erod takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Adams moves to third. Erod moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Tommy Tatum. Russ Meyers now pitching. Berthas pinch hits for Ted Kluszewski. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams scores. One out. It's 4-3, Cubs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive towards right. Nicholson catches it and throws to second to double up Erod. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Berthas now playing center field. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Sal Madrid. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Meyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lucan hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schenz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams bunts towards the mound. Mears fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Eddie Erod. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Buddy Lively now pitching. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scheffing moves to second. Russ Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Shen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Shenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shenz is 0 for 4 in the game. Shenz hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Waitkus moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lucan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lucan moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lucan scores. Miller moves to third. Adams moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ray Mueller pinch hits for Buddy Lively. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is walked intentionally. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Reds, 5. Doyle late now pitching. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shenz fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Mack reaches second base with a double. Nicholson moves to third. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon is walked intentionally. Kent Peterson now pitching. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Doyle Lade. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Hank Schenz. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stan Hack now playing third base. Emil Kusch now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.